On Racing HQ, some key racing news around this morning. Darren Weir spoke with him about Blackheart Bart and where the horse is heading. It galloped yesterday morning down at Warrnambool in Victoria and will run in the Goodwood at Morfordville on May 21. And from there, we'll go to the Stradbroke. So the Goodwood on May 21 is the next run for Blackheart Bart, and then to Brisbane to run in the Group 1 Stradbroke. And just while we're talking on Darren Weir, Prince of Penzance trialled well yesterday at Terang, and Tall Ship. They're both destined to have their one and only run this campaign on May 21. That's Goodwood Day. They'll be running in the lead. That's Prince of Penzance and Tall Ship. But for Blackheart Bart, the Goodwood is the next run on May 21. Well, late yesterday afternoon, we learnt the news that popular Kembla Grange trainer Mick Tudman may have suffered a stroke. And I just wanted to cover off on this. You remember Mick, the trainer of Chance Bay a few years ago, and he had the big rooster at home at Kembla. Let's get the latest here. Morris Logue is joining us from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Morris.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well. This was really a surprise, obviously, to a lot of us yesterday. Can you update on how Mick is?
I know that his daughter was with him yesterday evening. I haven't had an update as far as today goes, but he was resting comfortably in the hospital, and obviously under the care of the doctors there.
Yeah, look, and he was obviously, this happened yesterday morning around this time or somewhere yesterday morning?
It did. One of his employees, Glenn Murphy, noticed him. He was sitting down, which was unusual for him, and he didn't look well, so he went to his aid and contacted his daughter, and his daughter raced over and took him straight to the hospital.
And there they thought the early sort of diagnosis that he may have suffered a stroke.
That's correct. Apparently he had a mini stroke about 6 months ago, and
right,
it appears that he's suffering similar symptoms to previously.
Gee, we remember Mick particularly with Chance Bye, and every time we interviewed him there on a Saturday morning or race morning, it was a case of the big rooster in the background giving us a decent crow. He was a very popular trainer at the time and still is.
Most definitely, he's a character. Everyone around the industry knows of him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, our thoughts are certainly with them, with the whole Mick Tubman family. His wife's name is... starts with D.
Danielle, that's his daughter.
Danielle. Daughter, is it? Okay.
Yes.
So we wish them all the very best. I hope that there'll be many people that know Mick, and many of our listeners that know Chance Bye and remember Mick at the time. And I do hope that on reports that we may get today that things are going to be okay.
Terrific.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Morris.
No problem. Bye now.
Morris Logue there from Racing New South Wales with an update on Kembla Grange trainer Mick Tudman. Well, let's go to Hong Kong now. Bright and early, just after a quarter past seven there. And for many that may not know, the visitors, the international horses into Hong Kong, have to wait for the locals to finish their track work, and often there's jump outs and things before they're allowed onto the track. Michael Hawkes does join us from Hawkes Racing. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Andrew, how you going?
Very well indeed. What time do you roughly get on every morning?
Yeah, it's roughly about 9 o'clock in the morning. That's probably the only downside, I suppose. We've got to wait for all the locals and, obviously, as you said, the trials and everything to finish. So, but look, it's not a bad thing. It just, obviously, we work our horses earlier in the morning in Australia, but he's adapted quite well to Grey, and he loves to get out of his box, and he's pretty happy. We just get him out and exercise him first and give him a walk, and then, obviously, saddle him up and take him out. So you do have to wait a bit, but you know what? It's not much, really.
No, exactly. Now, take us through yesterday. It's been widely reported from Hong Kong that Chautauqua galloped on the course proper. How was everything there?
Yeah, it was good. His gallop was really good. I know they sort of put out some quickish times, if you want to call it. But
what was it, about 10-3 the last little bit?
Yeah, look, I'll to be honest with you, up the running, the last 400, I don't doubt that, because he is what he is. But, you know, the first part, the three quarter, that was it was quite quick. I know Britt, our girl that rides him, you know, she's spot on with her times because she's got a beeper. So, you know, she rode him on the gallop on Friday and was spot on. So he had a good blowout yesterday. we're not really worried about the times, Andrew,
no.
To be fair, because we know what we've got. You know, he's as good as what he is. It's all about how he did it. And, you know, there was my wife, Claire, and Tommy Berry, and obviously Dad were all at the 200-metre mark, and I think Tommy tweeted out a video of him going past. And, you know, it really is just poetry in motion. He gets to that 200, he changes his legs and says, let's go. And it was actually phenomenal to watch from a different perspective, because I'm always on the other side of the fence, you know, looking through binoculars, and to be that low to the ground with him when he went past, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was the one quote that they put out from the Hong Kong Jockey Club. I think it was your father who said it, that he's like a Ferrari. He gets really stretched out and low down to the ground.
He does. You know, we'll stand there and obviously watching him come up the straight, and, you know, when Brick just said, let's go, and, you know, we went 1,000 metres and, you know, home his last two and pinged him up a good one, and he just does. He just gets that low-flying action, and he really stretches out, and the amount of ground that he actually covers is quite amazing. So, as I said, to be in a different perspective to watch that was unbelievable. But, look, Dad's seen plenty of good horses over the years, and, you know, for him to make a comment like that, well, I think you've got to take that.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like the horses there got there in one piece, thankfully, last week and has settled right into it. Obviously, there's half a dozen horses around your area. I know Buffering's there, but there's other horses from Japan and the like that are there as well.
Yeah, quite amazing. Charlie Henson manages the quarantine. He used to travel with Preservus for Luca Kamani. And
Charlie Henson, is he there feeding him doing
Charlie
that?
Henson. Yeah, Charlie Henson. Okay. He runs it over here now, and he's doing a fantastic job for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. And we're only talking about it. You know, the first year we brought Dow Dow up, he had Preservus, and there was two of us. This year there's 12.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of activity. You know, everyone gets together, you know. It's like even, you know, Rob Heathcote and I, and we've had dinners together, and we've been to the races last Sunday together on the same table. And, you know, once you go away, you actually join forces, and, you know, we are there for Australia. You know, we're overseas, and, you know, so we've done a good thing, obviously, trying to get these horses out here. And obviously Buffering's coming off that, but it's, you know, it is what it is. You do join forces. It's, you know, it's Australians against everyone else. But it is a bit of hype in the quarantine. But there is 12 horses. And you do see these other horses go past, like Highland Reel and Maurice and all these horses. And it's just phenomenal when you do see them, really, for what they've done.
Yeah, no, exactly. Maurice, we know. And Bow Creek's got a hell of a job there. John O'Shea leaves later today to join you up there. Bow Creek lines up in the Champions Mile. Barrier draw's obviously crucial tomorrow. But the weather's, they tell me, doesn't look real good for the weekend either, Mike. Is that right?
Yeah, the track's been okay. We had a massive storm on the weekend, and you know, it's all right at the moment. But look, the weather here, Andrew, it just comes in so bad. But it can be half an hour pouring rain, and I mean absolutely pouring. Like last Friday when I galloped the horse, you know, I rang Dad back in Australia, and I said, look, I said, this is absolutely pouring. It's ridiculous, you know, and we're going to have a gallop. And Charlie assured me, he said, look, the track will be fine. So, which it was when he did go out and gallop. So it actually can do a reverse roll. Obviously on Sunday, the races, it's probably not as good when it rains during the races, but for the amount of rain and the weather they cop, the track does a phenomenal job. So it is supposed to be a bit up and down, but look, that's not going to worry us too much. You know, I know Buffering, he gets through it, probably doesn't love it as much, whereas we do. I'm not sure about Bow Creek, but you know, it's just something you've got to contend with. We're here, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. So for the rest of the week, given what you've explained yesterday about the gallop, it's sort of just slightly backing off into Sunday?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's going to go out this morning, and he'll have one lap around the all-weather, and then we'll actually take him to what they call parade school, which is into the big parade area. He can walk around there for 10 minutes and have a big look, and that's what it's about. You know, he's acclimatised pretty good, which was probably the biggest thing for us, obviously, coming here with humid and the humidity and obviously the weather. But he'll have a light, easy week. He may do a little piece on Friday on the grass, but nothing too serious, just to clean him up. But look, he's fit. He's well. But I'm glad that we did come that extra week earlier, because he has acclimatised really good. And it's, to be honest, the last sort of 3-4 days, he's really started to shine. And he looks super, the horse. But look, they all do. Even Bow Creek, you know, Buffering. The Aussie horses. They've actually done really well here.
Fantastic. We can't wait for it to all unfold. We'll try and catch you or someone else later in the week. I know Tommy stayed there this week, counting down to Sunday. Good luck with it all, mate.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Mike. Michael Hawkes joining us there, about to head out to Sha Tin. Rob Heathcote does join us now from Hong Kong. Rob, good morning to you. How's the buff doing?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. No, he's fine, mate. He's done really well, and he had his final piece of work yesterday on the Sha Tin turf, and he went really well.
We've spoken to Mike about some of the times that the Jockey Club put up. What about buffering, mate? Was it a hard gallop, or was it just a maintenance gallop?
Oh, it was really a maintenance gallop, and we had a minor hiccup because Chautauqua and Bow Creek worked in front of the buffering, and they had pulled up and they were walking back up the course proper as buffering was coming down. So about the 200-metre mark, he spotted them and pricked his ears and lost focus and concentration on his work. So Melanie had to give him a little slap just to get him to do the job, but he still picked the bit up and ran to the line strongly. He ran his last 400 in 23.5, but Chautauqua was absolutely low-flying sensational. He ran 21.4. They revised the time down from 20.9. They made a mistake with that, I think. But I was standing at about the 450-metre mark, and he was sensational.
Now, I know that barriers and the final field and all that stuff's got to come out tomorrow, and I know what you're saying about Chautauqua, that he is the kingpin, but... Gee, mate, we can't take buffering very light here, given what he's done already in Dubai.
Yeah, and even his lead-up form, Andrew, has been faultless. He's run as far back as the Dali when he last met Chautauqua. There was only a long neck separating them at the end of the 1,200-metre race, and then he's raced well in the Winterbottom, and he was extra special at Gold Coast, carrying 61 kilos over the unsuitable 1300. So, look, he's done really well. He's travelled well. What you see is what you get with buffering. Like, he'll be out in front, he'll be smoking along, and depending on how much pressure they apply for buffering to get there, and certainly we shouldn't discount the local horses. I mean, Aero Velocity is, he's rated 2 points behind Chautauqua in the world rankings, and Peniophobia, whilst we beat him in Dubai, he's the winner of the international sprint last December. So, and the Wizard of Odd, I mean, huge raps on him. For Joe Marrera to jump off Peniophobia and jump on the Wizard of Odd, it says something in its own right. So certainly a lot of respect for the locals as well.
What do you do with buffering for the rest of the week, Rob?
Just ticking over, Andrew. Just maintenance, pace work. He's where I need him to be. You may recall the international race meet here a year and a half ago. Buffering had a setback. He had a foot abscess going into the race, and I was pretty much forced to play catch-up close to the race. But this year, fortunately, touch wood, everything's going along nicely, so we can just tick him over now till Sunday.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Barrier draws from this alley, from this start, are they crucial, obviously, for your horse, that you'd like to draw as close as possible to the inside?
Yeah, they are crucial, and the locals and the media guys yesterday were telling me that ideally you'd like to draw with a horse like Buffering, three to six, something like that would be ideal for him. But I suppose it does depend on where the rest of the speed in the race draws. We know Chautauqua is going to get well back in the race, so up front pressure is going to be crucial for those back markers at the end of the race.
We'll talk to you as the week goes on. I know you've got plenty of runners in Brisbane on Saturday too as this carnival starts to hot up. But the way they went last Saturday at the Sunny Coast, you might need an extended break, Rob.
That's what my staff tell me. Stay away. We're going well. It's not how they go when I'm away. It's how they go when I get back. That's the result of their work. It's very pleasing to see the stable in form coming into our... highlight of the season, the Winter Carnival.
I tell you, if you get back and they start trailing out, you'll be off.
let's hope not.
No, exactly. Hey, mate, we'll talk to you later in the week. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good on your
house, Rob Heathcote there with the latest on buffering. And we'll follow that tomorrow. We'll cover more on the Hong Kong race, trying to catch up with Paul O'Sullivan. We'll see how we go. And just that little last piece on Hong Kong. John O'Shea leaves later this afternoon. He's hoping the heavy rain that is forecast does not arrive. But he did tell me that Impending, who won on Saturday... impending. Is likely to be nominated for the Gold Coast on Saturday week. The horse has come through extremely well, and they're looking forward to running impending on Saturday week at the Gold Coast.